It's time for Mercury retrograde again. In fact, it already began a few days ago. I have talked about Mercury retrograde before, but I think it's worthwhile to look at it again since it has a reputation for wreaking havoc. In general, it's associated with wires getting crossed. This can mean travel plans gone awry, computer fiascos, and problems communicating and thinking clearly. Yes, these things can and do happen when Mercury changes its direction. Of course, not everyone will be affected in this manner. You are more likely to experience its classic symptoms if you have a planet in your natal chart aspected by Mercury while it moves backwards, as seen from the Earth's perspective. It's a phenomenon that occurs 3 and occasionally 4 times a year for about 3 weeks. There are some basic guidelines for what can be accomplished during the Mercury retrograde period. It's a great time to take care of unfinished business. If you have put something off, especially in the way of communications, you can revisit it now and find it easier to work with. Editing what is already written is favorable, and going back over any project can make it better. Relearning a task or method that you learned before can mean you retain it better in the future. Contrary to popular opinion, not all things started during this period will have problems. In fact, businesses that aim to solve problems others started should do well. We can take a look at the global impact of this 3-week period by looking at any aspect that Mercury forms while retrograde, and it forms quite an aspect to the triple conjunction Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron. Chiron can relate to health, Jupiter to expansion and growth, and Neptune to things widespread or universal. While Mercury was direct, it first made a square or 90-degree aspect with this triple conjunction around April 23rd to April 27th, as the swine flu scare began to take hold. Mercury will make this contact again while retrograde around May 19th, and finally, after Mercury turns direct, it will contact Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron for a final time around June 9th. What can we expect on these dates? First, the fear of influenza pandemic has subsided. This suggests that what was propagated was fear rather than the flu. To corroborate that point of view, on April 27th, when Mercury was in contact with this triple conjunction, there was panic in New York City when Air Force One did a low flyover. So I would look for an exaggeration of fear, panic, and disease around May 19th and June 9th. It's important to maintain your ability to think clearly while others incite unfounded fears. The dissemination of misinformation is likely now, and we need to exercise one of Mercury's highest functions, to separate fact from fiction. Keep your eyes and ears open. That's Mercury's way.